This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. My favorite time of the week, I get to share vital health information with you, information that I gather from all parts, from medical journals that I read, from the popular media, from books, and TV documentaries that come to my attention. We put those all together for you, and we call that Intelligent Medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies every weekend. And also, we turn it into a podcast on Mondays that you can download at drhoffman.com or from your usual podcast delivery services. We're now on Stitcher and iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and so on. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll be taking some recorded calls in just a moment. The new feature to that number is you can call live during the show. But Saturdays, you're busy. Maybe you're out and about. Maybe you're shopping. Maybe you're enjoying the beautiful weather. So it's kind of hard to call. So new feature, 877-726-8255. When our show's not on, you'll be prompted to record a question, and we'll take those questions in just a few moments. Headline, thousands to attend barbecue outside home of vegan who sued neighbors over smelly meats. Apparently, they called that off because it was going to be ugly. It was going to be kind of like the vegan carnivore equivalent of Charlottesville, you know, a confrontation between Antifa and white supremacists that turned really ugly. The background on this is that a woman named Cilla Carden in Perth, Australia, made headlines last week for a lawsuit in which she claimed the odors from her neighbor's barbecues had destroyed her quality of life. So, in response to that, a lot of people were outraged, and more than 3,000 people were planning to attend a cookout outside her Perth home. They organized a Facebook page called Community Barbecue for Cilla Carden. Apparently, they thought better of that. This is really interesting. It's the right not to be offended, okay? I mean, look, it's one thing to say, I got some really noisy neighbors, I'm going to call the police. They're eroding the quality of my life. But does the odor of seared meat constitute that kind of offense when it comes to someone who is a dyed-in-the-wool vegan? Or another equivalency might be, when you're a non-smoker, do you have the right to tell smokers to stay away? Well, there's a good reason for that. There's actually health reasons that underlie that prohibition, which is why we don't have smokers on planes anymore, smokers in bars and restaurants and public places, because it's been shown that passive smoking is actually bad for you. It, you know, can actually give you a higher risk of cardiovascular disease, lung cancer, and so on, even if you don't, if you're not the actual smoker. If you're, like, enveloped in a cloud of smoke, it doesn't matter whether you're the one holding the cigarette or whether you're surrounded by smokers. So it's going to be an interesting law case I don't know whether it's going to go forward, but it really flies in the face of this good old Aussie tradition, shrimp on the Barbie, or in this case, pork and beef on the Barbie. So I don't know whether barbecue is going to actually happen. Vegans are not welcome, the page says. Cardin's legal battle with her neighbors began last year. Her complaint was tossed out of court earlier this year, and then she filed an appeal. So she really wants to go full court press on this. The appeal was also rejected in July. But I guess there may be a higher court, you know, like the Supreme Court of Australia, in which she plans to keep fighting this battle on behalf of vegan rights. And it's very fascinating. Let's take a call now from Dan in Wisconsin. Welcome. How you doing?
You're very good. I'll try and be as brief as I can and give you a quick what I've been going through. At 51, I had a major heart attack, almost
wow.
died.
That's young. You're precocious.
I had open heart surgery. Yep. I've been active, good eater all my life. At 54 or 55, I found an alternative medicine doctor, started doing chelation, and I threw away all the pills they said I'd take the rest of my life. At about 68, I found a doctor in Mexico, because I go to Texas every year. I do chelation and straight hydrogen peroxide in my vein every other time down there. And I play full court basketball 3 times a week. I lift weights 2x a week, and I play softball all winter in Texas.
Wow, that's quite a testimonial.
The alternative medicine, I assume, has kept me alive.
That is quite a testimonial, Dan. And, you know, what it proves is that it can really turn things around. And you remind me of some patients that I've seen who, because of family history and bad lifestyle, you know, perhaps lots of stress, smoking, they drove themselves to a very early heart attack. You know, maybe at the age of 45 or 50, they had a heart attack. And, boy, what a wake-up call that is. That got your attention, right? Big time. And
don't smoke, but I do have heart problem history in my family. But I'm still going strong at 73, almost 74.
Well, you sound full of vibrancy, and I think you're a great example to our listening audience. You know, chelation therapy, something that I've utilized for several decades, has been shown to be helpful for people who've had heart attacks. In a big study called the TACT study, it was found that people who experienced heart attacks, if they got chelation therapy, it significantly reduced the chance of having a subsequent heart event. So, you know, you're probably doing a lot of other things, taking supplements, exercising, eating the right kind of diet. All those things can go a long way to prevent recurrence of problems. So God bless you. All the best. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this item is an important update because we get a lot of questions on this program, and I get questions from patients. Are colonoscopies safe? You know, they stick this instrument inside you, and it's kind of goes where the sun doesn't shine, and there's lots of bacteria up there. And are those instruments really clean? Have they been properly sterilized? Well, when it comes to colonoscopy, there have been some problems. But the vast majority of health facilities now are carefully inspected. They have high-quality standards. These incidents seem to be fewer and fewer and further between. But there's a new problem. It's with something called a duodenoscope. And duodenoscopes are used in a procedure called ERCP, endoscopic retrograde choleopancreatography. And we'll just call it ERCP for now. The devices, and I'm reading from an article here in the New York Times, the devices are indispensable for treating and diagnosing diseases of the pancreas and bile duct. But they can also transmit antibiotic-resistant infections that are difficult to treat. What has to do somehow with the mechanism of the scope? It's somehow it's got a little capture hinge at the end, and it's very delicate, so it's hard to properly clean even at you know, high temperatures in an autoclave. And so what they're saying here is that the switch may require hospitals and other health facilities to change vendors and invest in new cleaning equipment and supplies, as well as staff training, because there's very, it's very difficult to create a fully disposable duodenoscope. They should be disposable. It should be like one use. Like, hey, you know, if they use acupuncture needles on you, well, that's a one-time, one-shot deal. They use, needles and syringes to draw your blood. That's one use. You don't reuse those unless you're in some benighted third world country where they often transmit disease by reusing needles, or among drug addicts, for example. They say only two duodenoscopes with disposable parts available. So there's going to be a shortage, and they're fast tracking the resupply with duodenoscopes that can be properly cleaned, and they do not spread germs. But the people who say, I'm afraid of getting a procedure, could I get contaminated? They're not entirely without foundation, because of this new concern about improperly sterilized duodenoscopes. So you're going to get a procedure, get it at, an established medical facility. Ask the questions. Are your instruments scrupulously sterilized? Make sure that they have the latest disposable parts for devices like duodenoscopes when you're being treated. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. In a moment, I'll tell you about the world's oldest mom, a new record for live birth. But 877-726-8255 is our number, and you can record a call, as did this next caller. Let's take number three.
Hi, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Can you please explain about vaping? So many people are doing it. I don't seem to understand it. Is it caused by, I know there's a problem with the lungs with that, but why are people doing it? I don't know. Please explain more detail. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, so the idea behind vaping is, when it comes to administration of any kind of medication or supplement, there's several routes. One route is to take it orally. Then it has to go through the stomach, has to be digested. Okay. It's sort of an inefficient absorption. Then you can shoot it up. You can inject it. You can give it intravenously. Okay. Then you'll get more into your system. Another way is through rectal suppositories. Okay. That's one way, but, the easiest, most tolerated method of getting a medication into you. Finally, there's transdermal. You can put stuff into a transdermal patch and apply it to the skin. They do that with estrogen, testosterone, various hormones, nitroglycerin, fentanyl patches for pain. One of the major routes is through inhaling, through your lungs. So when it comes to cigarettes and tobacco, you can mitigate the risks associated with nicotine addiction by inhaling nicotine through a vaping device. And then you don't get a lot of the tars and nicotine. You don't get the tars, you get the nicotine. The nicotine is the satisfying, addictive component. If you're hooked, you can keep puffing away on your inhaler, you can satisfy your craving for nicotine. And the idea is that it's a way for people who are hooked on smoking to get off cigarettes, which are more harmful, demonstrably, than vaping. And it was thought that vaping, you know, is pretty harmless. But there are inevitably vehicles, substances in the vaping carrier, besides the nicotine, that may be harmful when heated or inhaled, or that you may even get like pieces of, you know, metal or plastic because these devices are heated to a very high temperature. So, you know, the law of unintended consequences, I mean, this device was designed to get people off of cigarettes. The problem is it's become a gateway drug for a lot of kids who find it easier to get the vaping devices, the cartridges, and inhale those surreptitiously. And get high off nicotine. And then when the opportunity arises, they can smoke cigarettes. Some of them do graduate to cigarettes. Some of them don't. But the question is, if you do this day in and day out for a lifetime, is it going to damage your lungs? The other problem is a lot of people are now vaping CBD and marijuana. And the sources are unreliable. You don't know where you're getting it from in some cases. You don't know what it's being spiked with. It's suspected that the addition of vitamin E acetate to some of these vaping solutions, when vitamin E is taken orally, it's quite harmless. It's fine. It's beneficial, in fact. But when heated to a high temperature, its chemical composition may change. When it comes in contact with the delicate tissues in the lungs, it may be pro-inflammatory. And people have gotten sick. A handful of people have died. Nobody really knows what's going on. And so we need a moratorium on vaping while we figure out what it is. You know, is it, you know, the big responsible companies like Juul, or is it, you know, some of these fly-by-night companies that offer vaping cartridges with who knows what in them that are really the problem? That's currently under investigation. And in the meantime, millions of Americans are vaping, and they're now under warning that they ought to be careful because of the potential hazards to their lungs. 877-726-8255 is our number. Call us this hour. This is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen. You remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. The world's oldest mom. How old do you think she was? 877-726-8255 is our number. According to Fox News, a trusted source, no, you can rely on them for this, world's oldest mom gives birth to twins at age 74. How did this happen? Well, it was the result of IVF, which frequently results in multiple births. A 74-year-old woman now holds the record for world's oldest mom after she reportedly gave birth to twins last Thursday following a round of in vitro fertilization using donor eggs. So that explains a lot. You know, 74-year-old women do not produce very many, if any, viable eggs. So she got a donor egg. Her husband, however, was 26 years old. No, I'm joking. Her husband was 80 years old. They have unpronounceable names, so I'm not even going to go there. They hail from a small Indian village in the eastern Godavari district. All right. Now, you might say, well, why would an 80-year-old and a 74-year-old in one of the world's most overpopulated countries try so hard to have kids? Why would the government even get behind it? Because this is an expensive process. And maybe, just maybe, this is just it's kind of a moonshot medical feat that the fertility specialists in India used as kind of a demonstration project to show the potential for reproductive technology. Birth of twins to the 74-year-old surpasses that of 70-year-old Daljinder Kaur, another Indian individual who previously held the record for oldest recorded age at birth. They say it was smooth, that there were no health complications. The babies were each weighing 4.4 pounds, and both babies are healthy. The doctors do not predict any major health issues for the mother or children. I don't think she will have any major health issues in the post-delivery period. She's 74-year-old. I mean, you know, is this becoming sort of like a social issue? Is there was another case. A 61-year-old woman from Nebraska made headlines when she gave birth to her own granddaughter through IVF. Now, how do you give birth to your own granddaughter? Well, you become a surrogate for your son who had a male partner and his husband. So two men. This is an interesting case. Two men one of them gave their mom the ability to give birth to their children. Cecile Elledge had acted as a surrogate for Matthew Elledge and Elliot Daugherty using a donated egg from Daugherty's sister, it gets complicated, and Elledge's sperm. She gave birth to a healthy baby girl named Uma Louise Daugherty Elledge. So she was 61, and she gave birth to her own granddaughter. So pretty interesting stuff. But, there are really going to be some social implications for this, because when you're 74, what's the likelihood that you're going to see your daughter get married, go to college, embark on a new life? It's a tough situation. Even if you're 20 or 30 raising twins, what happens when you're 74 and when they're 3 years old and mobile and running around? You're 75. You know, that's why they say that having kids is for young people. But it's just the ability of reproductive technology to extend the potential for child birthing is just extraordinary, really extraordinary. Well, she must have been taking NT Factor, because if you suffer from frequent fatigue, if you think you're suffering from frequent fatigue now, wait till the twins grow up. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics works on the mitochondria, and it restores balance through something called lipid replacement therapy. Lipid replacement therapy means you get in there in the mitochondrial membrane and you help it work more efficiently by supplying it with some of the phospholipids that make it up. NT-Factor is available in ProPax. That's a one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. But let's say you have your favorite multi and or fish oil, and yet you still want to harness the power of NT-Factor. There's healthy aging. That's the perfect complement to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. It provides you with the unique energy support of pure NT-Factor and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT-Factor for years myself. I don't go a day without it. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So please note that even though they're no longer shipped to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. That way you can make sure you're going to get it. 800-982-9158. Or go to the website, ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. I've been using it. Many of my patients and listeners have benefited from NT Factor. All right. We've got one of those recorded calls. 877-726-8255. Do we have that call ready? Number 6. Let's do it.
Dr. Hoffman, my name is Chuck. I saw on YouTube that there's one person there who says that certain nuts will bind SHBG, or that will block the free testosterone. So he says that almonds, walnuts, and most nuts would bind SHBG and inhibit the free testosterone buildup. The only ones he suggested are good are macadamia nuts, Brazil nuts, tiger nuts, and I think it's horse chestnuts. So I was wondering what your opinion would be on that. Thank you.
Very interesting. It sounds a little wonky because the relation between nut consumption and levels of sex hormones and, in fact, sexual performance is kind of controversial. Now, having lower levels of testosterone might not be all bad when it comes to prostate cancer prevention. So a diet like the Mediterranean diet or paleo diet that's very rich in nuts, which are oily. They can be oily. They can be caloric. But they're also rich in phytosterols, which can lower cholesterol, can be heart protective. They're rich in fiber. They have lots of essential fatty acids, linoleic acid and linolenic acid. These things actually may be beneficial for sexual performance because if you have, arteriosclerosis and circulatory problems, you're not going to feel very sexy. And also, nuts may foster the production of nitric oxide. But when it comes to levels of testosterone, it may be true that certain nuts, if consumed at high levels, reduce available testosterone. That's the sex hormone binding globulin, kind of binds it up and keeps it away from the general circulation, makes it less bioavailable, the testosterone that you make. But there may be a benefit to that in terms of prostate cancer prevention, and even, prevention of other hormonal cancers like breast cancer. So, I gotta say that whatever that YouTube thing is, I mean, where they tell you eat these nuts, don't eat those nuts. It depends on what your goal is. I mean, if your goal is to have super high testosterone, fine. But, there are drawbacks to having super high testosterone when it comes to the prostate. But I also don't think that the effect of nuts is so consequential that you really need to follow that minute advice. I think it's a little bit overdone. 877-726-8255 is our number. Ben and Jerry's, they're back at it. They have a new idea for a type of ice cream that is really going to go through the roof. Ben & Jerry's wants to make CBD-infused ice cream. CBD is already available in many products, and Ben & Jerry's can't wait to add it to ice cream. The last spring, Ben & Jerry's encouraged its consumers to use marijuana. They're the progressive guys in Vermont. They're all for things that are kind of counterculture. And now the ice cream maker says it can't wait to create CBD-infused ice cream once it's legal. It's not yet, I mean, it's legal as a supplement, and the constraints on hemp-derived cannabinoids are loosening. But whether or not it's feasible, legal, or even practical to bring to market on a national basis a CBD-infused frozen dessert is unclear, because, well, it gets a little different when you have it as a supplement. You can tell people this is the recommended dosage. But how do you tell people what the recommended dosage of ice cream is? Bet you can't just eat a couple of tablespoons full. And once you're on a tear, going through a pint of CBD-infused ice cream, maybe, just maybe, that's a little too much for some folks. So I think this is an idea that is probably going to remain on the cutting room floor. CBD-infused edibles have already been outlawed in many municipalities. I think in New York City, recently they passed an ordinance saying that now you can't go to a CBD cocktail bar. You can't buy CBD-infused candies, because the potential for problems, the wrong people getting their hands on these things, maybe some of the tiny tots, that could be problematic. I'm a big fan of CBD, but I'm not sure I want to go that extra mile to get Ben and Jerry's CBD-infused ice cream, which probably is also loaded with lots and lots of something even more harmful and addictive than CBD, which is sugar. Yeah, sugar. That's really going to be a designer drug. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and our number, once again, 877-726-8255, 877-726-TALK. Write that number down, because you can call anytime during the week, and you can record a question. But hey, we got a live caller. It's Lisa from Detroit. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing okay. Dr. Hoffman, I took a stool sample test at home this past week, and I got my report off my computer.
Mm-hmm. And I was it with our test with a commercial lab, direct to consumer, or did you go through a doctor on this?
No, this was through the doctor.
Okay.
And I got my report.
And just a question I would have is, why was the test done? Did you have any kind of problem, like gastrointestinal problem that was of concern?
Yes.
Okay.
I've had that for many, many years, and she's trying to help me. how to deal with it or something.
What was it diagnosed as? Irritable bowel syndrome?
No. I was diagnosed years ago, maybe 12 years ago, with collagenous colitis.
Collagenous colitis. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Yep. And, okay, so this test that I got today on the computer, I never heard of it before. It's called, it says it's a calprotectin stool.
Yeah, yeah, calprotectin, for our listening audience, calprotectin is a marker of intestinal inflammation. And it's a very good test for helping us decide whether somebody has not just irritable bowel, you know, with gas, bloating, indigestion, but real inflammation, you know, potential redness, even ulceration in their intestine. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and it says that my value number was 64.1 milligrams.
Mm-hmm. That's a little high.
Yeah.
And what is it? What's the cutoff there? 30?
50 and under.
50 and under. Okay. So you're a little high, but, you know, so the good news is that, yeah, there's some inflammation. But in collagenous colitis, unlike ulcerative colitis where, or Crohn's disease, where the numbers can be in the hundreds, there's just a little bit of inflammation. And it's bothersome, and you have symptoms, but at least you don't have, you know, serious erosions, bleeding, anemia, you know, lots of systemic problems. But it's pretty uncomfortable. So, yeah, so that's what
protocol.
That test means. Okay, what's the protocol?
A protocol, and that's a ultraflora spectrum probiotic, some kind of a meal replacement that's FDA approved. I've never heard of that one.
Okay.
Flaxseed, nystatin yeast, prescription pills, vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams, and magnesium.
How's that working out for you?
I just received that in the mail, so I will be starting that to see what happens.
Are you constipated?
No. I wish I was.
Okay, because taking a lot of vitamin C and magnesium may not be good for you. You know, look, I would differ a little bit in my approach to this, and I don't want to undermine your doctor because, you know, they have eyes on you and they have some ability to see what's actually happening. But from what I can understand on this phone call, you would more likely benefit from something called the specific carbohydrate diet, the SCD. And you can buy a book. It's inexpensive. Buy it on the internet, Breaking the Vicious Cycle. Follow that diet to a T and see if you can ameliorate your symptoms. The supplements that she recommended, I don't know. I'm not big into meal replacements. I don't think that meal replacements are the answer for patients with intestinal problems because they tend to run through you. And, you know, if you're already having diarrhea and you take a lot of extra magnesium, vitamin C, that might make it worse. I would take the diet approach, maybe use a probiotic, maybe use some supportive nutrients or anti-inflammatories. Something that I like these days is SBI, serum bovine immunoglobulin. I have a patient with collagenous colitis who's doing quite well with the diet and some of the supplements that I prescribe. So, but, you know, you have some inflammation and, you know, that's a hallmark of, colitis, and of the three types of colitis, the main types being Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, you have collagenous colitis, which is usually, less, difficult or dangerous a problem. But there is some inflammation. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Good luck to you. All right, this item has to do with the use of potassium salts for treatment of hypertension. Potassium salts are available in not just health food stores, but ordinary supermarkets. And in a recent study, swapping potassium supplements for regular salt had a significant impact on high blood pressure in a community trial. A study comes to us out of Peru, but it has implications for our salt-laden American diet. Using potassium supplements can actually help. All right, thanks for joining us. 877-726-8255 all week long to record your questions. Check out drhoffman.com for podcasts, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Have yourselves a great weekend. We'll be back next week with more of Intelligent Medicine.